Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New York City, it's still pretty much closed down, but it looks like it's too late. Apartment prices going back up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people planning on moving right back to where they were and doing the same. This whole thing. Remember the whole thing about, oh, cities are dead and people going to work at home. We haven't learned a lesson, have we? This is the one thing that this isn't even political. I always thought if you want to fix the environment, you're all concerned about CO2 emissions. Work from home.
Yeah.
We've already proved it can be done and people work better from home.
Save on gas.
Yeah. But no. And it's a funny thing because, you know, primarily New York City is very liberal. I mean, that's an uber liberal town. You figure all these, you know, whack jobs, save the environment, tongue your Prius, you know, all that stuff.
Ew.
Yeah. Okay.
But you think they would be the ones that would not go back to a building.
Yeah.
You know, and using up resources and killing the earth and the coral reefs and everything. Now they're all going back. So they're calling for apartments now. And now the average one-bedroom New York City apartment, which had dipped below 2,000, which is insane.
Really?
Insane. But this was 6 months, you know, this is height of the pandemic. Now is back up.
What is it, $3,500 for a one-bedroom?
$4,000, you can get a room. People are seeking $2,500 a month apartments, but...
You're not going to find
that. What's that going to get
you? The pandemic pretty much is over when it comes to rent prices now, so what you're going to get is going to be a little tiny.
Coming up on HGTV, Jerry is looking for an apartment in New York City, but he wants something with a lot of amenities, so we're showing him one-room apartments.
Yeah, this room has a sofa that folds out into a bed, a washer dryer, and a quaint kitchenette.
Can I see something else?
All right, this room has your sofa, bed, washer dryer, dishwashing machine, and a peek-in closet.
Where's the toilet?
Oh, it's under the stove.
Can I see something fancy?
Yeah, this is it. Didn't I mention the peek-in closet is also a shower?
Is that a muffler on the ceiling?
Yes, it is. It's your own parking space.
It's all coming up on Tiny Apartment Hunters on HGTV.
Free!